A firefighter who helped a recent blaze in north central Washington has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Land managers are asking people to avoid starting fires to help keep crews safe. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt has more.
The firefighter didn't show any signs of COVID-19 while fighting the Anglin fire outside of Tenasket. He tested positive after he left the camp. This firefighter came into contact with 14 others who have now been quarantined. Fire camps have been kept smaller and more spaced out this year to help prevent coronavirus spread. It's the third case known to state fire managers. From the start of the pandemic, they'd worried about firefighter safety and have put social distancing and sanitization guidelines in place. But now that fire season is in full swing, State Public Lands Commissioner Hillary Franz is asking people to be more careful in fire-prone areas.
All it takes is a significant hot period and the number of firefighters breaking out. It puts our firefighters at risk.
Forecasts show vegetation is primed to burn. August fire weather is kicked up with dry lightning and strong winds. Land managers say it's important to keep human-caused fires to a minimum as more natural fires ignite. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.
Much of central and eastern Washington will be under a red flag warning tomorrow afternoon and evening.